1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2024 President Brian Tunney join me. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, Tony. Great. Thank you.
All right, Stacy, give us the rundown. How things in July?
July, we saw 59 single-family residential closings reported across all areas of Greenwich. That figure is the same as July 23. The median sale price for a single-family home increased 43.51% to $3.15 million from the median sales price in July 23, which was 2.195. The average days on market for residential homes was 70 days. That is a 23% decrease from 91 days in July 23. There were 59 new single family listings brought to the market in July 24. That's a 7% increase in new listings compared to July 23 when there were 55. And at month end, single family inventory totaled 174 units, and that's a 3% increase from July 23 when there were 169 units available. And when we look at condos and co-ops, we saw 18 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich. That is compared to 13 in July 23. The median sale price increased also 42.15% to $1.158 million, up from $815,000. Average days on market for condos and co-ops was 41. That is an increase from 22 in July 23. And there were 19 new condo co-op units brought to the market in July 24, and that's an increase of new listings compared to July 23 when there were 11. At month end, that total inventory for condos and co-ops was 35 units. That is a 24% decrease from July 23 when there were 46 units available. And just in terms of where we are so far in August for pending closings, there are 66 single family homes pending and 16 condo and co-op sales.
All right, Brian Tunney, give us your assessment of those numbers and what they mean. What can we deduce from those?
Well, we're still in an extremely supply-constrained environment. As of this past week, we had approximately 145 single-family homes on the market, where normally we'd have close to 400, even this time of year. Over the last few weeks also, there have been quite a few bidding wars, and even when you count all the sales, over the last 2 weeks, it's been 104% over asking price. So you're seeing there's still a lot of demand and, unfortunately, not a whole lot of inventory.
And that's, I guess, the increase in the median sales price for both homes and condos, more than 40% increase. Is that right? Am I reading it correctly?
Yes. And that happens when you have quite a few more expensive homes sell.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the lack of inventory, prices are inching forward, and with the fact that you're seeing 104% of asking price.
Okay. I want to ask both you guys about new rules, I guess, with the National Association of Realtors, something to do with commissions, what's impact on Connecticut? Who wants to grab that one?
Yeah, I can go ahead and jump in, and I'm sure Brian can lend some more color to it after. But we've got some practice changes coming up based on the settlement between the National Association of Realtors and some claims brought against them and other large brokerages. The practice changes really are a good thing, and I have to say we are ahead of the game in Connecticut because one of the major practice changes requires buyer agency agreements, written buyer agency agreements, That's something that the state of Connecticut has actually had in effect for over 20 years at this point. So the reason for buyer agency agreements is to make sure that buyers understand how their agents are being compensated for the services that they're providing. And that's what is lined out in those agreements. The other practice change that is happening nationally that affects all MLSs is the removal of offers of compensation on the MLS. And so what that means is that those oftentimes a seller may offer compensation to the buyer's agent as an incentive to sell their home. And it really does help, classes like first-time home buyers or lower-income buyers who may not be able to come up with that cash on their own to compensate their buyer broker directly. So it really works very nicely in that ecosystem. It's worked that way for a very long time. Of course, there are always options in how agents are compensated. That is really a choice between agents and their clients to determine. But so the rule now states that those offers may not be made on the MLS, which is a departure from what it used to be, but it honestly won't have, what I should say is that the important thing to know is that offers of compensation are still allowed. So agents can still market those publicly, and those rates can still be negotiated, but that information just will no longer go through the MLS. So those are really the changes there. In terms of how it impacts consumers, though, consumers have always had the choice to choose who they want to work with, what agency, what brokerage, what individual agent. They've always had the ability to negotiate the rates that they pay or to choose a brokerage based on the rates that they want to pay and the services that they want their agent to provide them. So all of that remains intact. And we are looking forward to, I think it's always a good thing when there's more focus on the benefits to the consumer in the process. And that's really what working with a realtor is all about, is protecting the consumer.
Okay. Brian, anything else to add?
No. What this does is just provide more transparency as well as, and the value of the realtor, that You're hiring a professional who understands the area and will help you as a buyer to understand your purchase of the home and to give you advice and to be able to point you in the right direction on to get. If they don't know it, they will get you professionals that do this every day.
All right. That's Brian Tunney, 2024. Greenwich Association of Realtors President and Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe of GAR. Appreciate your input on that and the information about the market for our Greenwich Real Estate Report from the month of July to August. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
WGCH Newsletter time is 8:00.